we have made it to our final chamber award, the Carter Wickwire Philanthropy Award, sponsored by the Jackson Community Foundation. How appropriate. And their president, chief executive officer, Monica Moser, is with us this morning to announce the winner. Good morning, Monica. Tell us a little bit about this award.
Good morning, Greg. Oh, my gosh, we're so excited. This award is really, we established it about 4 years ago, and the first honoree was the Honorable Carlene Walls of Fear, and the award really celebrates somebody who has really dug deeply into the area of philanthropy in Jackson, and most of the folks that you will hear about, including this year's winner, have really supported the community foundation, but also supported the community in so many ways. It's quite incredible. You know this already because you interview people all the time. We have incredible people in our community doing incredible things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this award was first started, if you remember, our foundation in Jackson was started in 1948 when two families lost their sons, Lieutenant John Carter and Private First Class John Gilbert Wickwire. And their families, you know, back then they had, when you enlisted, you got a life insurance policy for $5,000. And those two families added, they doubled their contributions when they lost their sons during World War II. And that was the first $20,000 that started the endowment at the Community Foundation. And so that's why the award is called the Carter Wickwire Philanthropist of the Year Award. It's too early to say that word, isn't it? Because those families did that. They saw, they took something that happened to their families and decided to do something that supported the community. And that's how it got started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's quite a story. Tell us about our winner. Tell us who our winner is and a little bit about him.
Yeah. So Dr. Jerry Booth started serving as a trustee for the Community Foundation. Are you ready for this? In 1988. And he was on the board until 1997, so like I guess that's 9 years. And during that time, he was did so many things, but he was also the board chair. And then fast forward to 2011, he's still involved. He was on the committee that interviewed me, and to this day, he's still on our finance committee. He's still steps up and gives, gives the board, supports the finance committee that makes really good recommendations to the board. And additionally, if you know Dr. Booth, probably lots of people listening do, he was an oral surgeon in Jackson, and he still volunteers at the Center for Family Health. In fact, he was there yesterday working with residents and helping them in the dental clinic. And
amazing.
So he's just a really, really good guy, and we're really lucky to have him in Jackson, and I feel really lucky. He kind of took me under his wing when I first came to the foundation and met with me for breakfast periodically and always had a list of good questions to help me think about things, and he's just one of those kinds of people.
Fantastic. Fantastic choice, certainly.
Yeah. Yeah, other honorees so far in the 4 years, I mentioned Honorable Carlene Walls of Fear, but also Georgia and Travis Potosik. And most recently, last year, was Tony Hurst from the Hurst Foundation. And each of those awardees, along with Dr. Booth, have wonderful stories about just their deep commitment to Jackson and good things happening in Jackson County.
So, see if I can get this out. The Carter Wickwire Philanthropy. That is tough this morning.
It is. That word philanthropy gets stuck in your teeth or something.
To Dr. Jerry Booth. Monica, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me, Greg.
Take care. president CEO of the Community Foundation. Monica Moser